Today is the second part of a two-part episode on Eastern Sierra legend, Bob Tanner. This week, in honor of the 49th annual Bishop Mule Days Tales Along El Camino Sierra, brings you a collection of stories from Mule Days past. Bob Tanner Sr. was a giant of a man in the annals of Eastern Sierra history. Pack station owner, co-founder of Bishop Mule Days, amiable neighbor and genial human being, Bob Tanner's repute loomed as large as the Sierra Nevada mountains that he lived in. In 1960, Bob bought Red's Meadow Pack Station, where he continued in the packing business for the next 55 years. Bob's keen observation helped to develop his skills as a master mule man. Among his many observations, there is a fine line between a big mule and an athletic mule. You don't want a mule that's too tall, because everything you place on its back, you have to lift up. Bob went on, feeding your mules and horses is very important in running a pack station. We feed the mules hay at night, and it's important to feed grain to them only in the morning before they go out on the trail. If you start feeding them grain at night, these animals will start running off the mountain at the end of the day to get to the barn to the grain. This could be the start and cause of barn sour animals. Bob was involved with the Packers and Guides Association of California for most of his career. He was a leader among pack station owners and was frequently their spokesperson in dealing with government agencies and regulations. Bob was one of the largest providers of livestock for the Rose Bowl Parade in Pasadena each year. Bob's mules and horses carried dignitaries and government and state officials down the route of this legendary parade. In 2003, Secretary of the Interior Gail Norton rode one of Bob's mules in the parade. And of course, in 1970, Bob and a group of pack station owners came up with the idea of conducting a celebration to honor the legacy of the pack station mule. From this, Bishop Mule Days was born, and this landmark is now in its 49th year. In 2015, after 86 years of a life fitting of the mammoth man that he was, Bob Tanner traveled on to that final backcountry trip in the sky. I hope heaven is all that it's cracked up to be, for Bob Tanner already knows what the Promised Land is all about after living his accomplished life here along El Camino Sierra.